As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision, we say good morning to Dr. Jim Hanna.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey there. We're good.
How you doing, Jim?
I'm all right.
You're all right?
Just all right.
Okay, just all right. Okay.
Thursday, hey.
I know it's Thursday. You're one step away from a weekend, which you don't take that much of. I'm aware of that. So, how the number? Have you had problems with the coronavirus up your way or not?
Well, it's fluctuated from week to week. Right now, our numbers are looking really good. We have, since the very beginning of the first of the year, we've had two positive cases. One, the student never even stepped foot in the building.
Okay.
Before school started, or actually right as it started, so I don't think they were here. The other one was after we started. Our nurse has been very vigilant. Their students check in every morning when they come in as far as health screen. Staff does the same as far as health screen. So she goes off that, spends probably a great deal of time following up on those. But our numbers have actually improved. At one time, we probably had 100 students out because of the regulations that went along with the CDC of not necessarily kids being sick, but when that one child gets sick, it's not only them, it's their siblings that go home.
Right.
So we've had several out because of that. Right now, our numbers are looking very, very good, knock wood. So I'm pleased with where we're at this point. Not to say that things can't change, because they can.
So how have your students, particularly your younger ones, how they've been dealing with the all the restrictions they've had to deal because of like with masks and those kind of things?
I'm pretty amazed of how well the kids have done because they're masked most of the day. Teachers have done an exceptional job. Matter of fact, as I walked in this morning, I was over at the building. I came back. I noticed that I have a group outside and they're spread out. Taking advantage of an early fall morning or early late summer morning outside, doing their lessons outside. I've seen that happen more and more this school year, so that's a good thing. We have a new heating and cooling system, so that brings actually more fresh air into the building than we've been able to do in the past and condition that air. So that's been like another good thing. So, the mask and the students, social distancing has worked out well for us.
Any big concerns or change in plans because of what they're calling for this winter? They're calling for a lot of colds and a lot of flu this winter. Have you guys discussed that yet, or are you just going to wing it when it comes?
Yes, we've discussed it, but I think you're going to have to take it day by day and see, because generally from what I've seen is over the week come Monday, we have more issues on Monday, and it kind of mellows out during the week. So it's Monday seems to be an issue as far as what happens over the weekend. And I think now because we're 20 days in, kids are used to the mask or more used to the mask than they were at the first few days of the school year. So that's actually been a benefit for us is to get and start on time. And I'm happy we've got the number of days in we have. So we've been really fortunate here in Rossville because of that.
Has there been any one or two problems that have been kind of, I hate to use the word nagging, but they're there and you just can't shake them?
The changes from either the state or the CDC,
okay.
that seems to be an issue of they keep updating things, so we kind of change our protocol to go along with those changes. The siblings is a concern of mine, and I think I spoke about this last time where you send a sibling home, but then later that afternoon they're up at the park playing basketball. So that's a concern where parents and also parents self-screening. If your kid's sick, keep them home. If they've got the symptoms, don't send them in here. Don't have them get on the bus. Have them stay at home, and then if nothing else, call in and talk to the nurse and talk through things with the nurse as far as what the symptoms are. So I think that's probably the best piece of advice for parents to be that safeguard to help us all keep safe.
Okay. Anything else you want to bring up, or is something coming up that you want to put out there for us?
Well, the other good thing is Clinton County Health Department has now started a weekly conference call with all the nurses and administrators that want to join in to kind of get an update of where we are as far as the county goes. So I think that's been very good on our health department to put that together and facilitate and answer those questions. So we are all staying on the same page, and we all are combating the problem as a county and moving forward.
Okay. Is there anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. So you're on party line on the 16th, I think.
Okay.
All okay.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Hanna. That's the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 Vision.